Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com. After this event, you will be a changed man.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
If you choose not to open your big mouth that I gave you, Moses tried to tell the Lord, I can't talk. He said, Moses, I made your mouth. I can't talk. I made your mouth. Tell me what you can't do. He said, if you refuse to praise me, I'll have the rocks to cry out. You know, there's a whole lot of folks that don't praise God. And so the rocks are crying out. You know how the rocks are crying out? Anthropology.
Amen, amen, amen.
Anthropology, the rocks are crying out. Amen. Folk won't give God the proper praise, amen, and the proper honor. So there are digs where they find out all kind of things. Amen. Indisputable evidence of this happening and that happening and the Bible being true. If you don't give God witness, the rocks will give him a witness. Hello, somebody. Tell somebody, ain't nobody gonna have to praise for me. I'm a praise for myself. Come on, tell somebody, I'm a praise for myself. You don't have to praise for me. I'm a praise God for myself. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Break on through the atmosphere. Set the environment. Welcome his presence. Push back the darkness. Bind up the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking to the revolutionaries. We come to revolutionize some stuff. We didn't come to compromise. We're not here to play games. We're here to take over some stuff. We're here to take back some stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And let there be a two-edged sword in their hand. The word of God is the sword. We're not talking about, you know, Peter drew his little old knife and cut off somebody's ear, right? He didn't know no better. Like some of us, you don't know no better. So you carry your little knife. You cut people's ears off. See, when you fight after the flesh, you cut people's ears off. They ain't hearing no more. The Lord said, Peter, put away your sword. They that live by the sword, that natural sword, shall die by that natural sword. And that's not just taking away your natural life. Your spiritual life will die when you live by that sword. You'll be fighting all the wrong battles. We don't. That's not the battle we fight. But there's a two-edged sword in their hand. The high praise of God in their mouth, two-edged sword in their hand to execute judgment that is written, the word of God. Amen? That's real important. There are three phases. There's prayer, there's praise, and then there's the proclamation. I'm going to probably have to do, I already know, two or three on this particular subject of kingdom revolutionaries. But if you let me give you a definition of the word revolution. The word revolution means a radical and pervasive change in society and the social structure, one occurring suddenly and often accompanied by violence. Amen. Now, we're not talking about overthrowing our government. Amen. I want to make that real plain. Amen. We're talking about the spirit realm. Yes. A revolution is a radical. Tell somebody, radical. Radical. Look at somebody else, tell them, radical.
Radical.
A radical and pervasive change in society and the social structure. One occurring suddenly and often accompanied by violence. Revolutionaries change the climate.
Amen.
Over cities, over nations.
Amen.
Spiritual warfare that we're talking about is not about coming against people or natural governments, but aggressively.
Amen.
Tell somebody, aggressively.
Aggressively.
Casting out demonic spirits.
Amen.
And dismantling demonic structures. That's what we are revolutionaries about. It's a spiritual warfare. We get along with, or as best we can, we follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, right? But when it comes to the spirit dimension, our mantra for, or our motto for 3 Days Ablaze was, take no prisoners.
Amen.
So in the spirit realm, tell somebody, I ain't taking no prisoners. Amen. Listen, revolutionaries, I perceive the church is going to become much more confrontational.
Amen. Amen.
Not in a carnal, fleshly way, but in the spirit realm.
Amen.
There are things that have been allowed, weights, that people have dragged along with them and have allowed in their life, that God's about to deal with that.
Amen.
God is about to set you free from those things. Sometimes they're attitudes. Sometimes they're hurts from the past. Remember we talked about how terror could not get past the hurt?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Terror, Abraham's father, lost a son at a very young age, and he never got past that hurt, so he couldn't follow God's instruction all the way.
Amen.
into the promised land. He stopped there and he died there. Tell somebody, that's not my portion. Tell somebody, I'm going all the way. No more ankle deep. No more knee deep. No more waist deep. I'm going all the way in. Are you serious? I say, are you serious? Well, it's going to take a radical decision. Amen. And a radical change of how you think. Because from now on, we must be intentional. Stop waiting on the Spirit to move on you. Now you ready to shout. Now you need to come in shouting, and the Spirit will catch up with you. And he'll take your shout to a high praise. Amen. We need to light the fires down here. Light them right here. Holy Ghost is right there. Listen, you can get in a place where you don't even have to light the fire. The fire's already lit. When you come in, it's lit. Whew, you can't hardly stand it. But see, we don't want to just visit there. That needs to be our residence. That's why the early church was unstoppable. That's why with the early church, nothing was impossible. That's why the Holy Spirit showed up in such powerful ways. Remember, there was a time they were threatened and beaten, and they went and got together, and they went into the temple and prayed, and the whole place where they were in was shaken. It was shaken by the Spirit. It wasn't an earthquake. It was the building was shaken by the Spirit of God. And they were all filled again with the Holy Ghost. That filling there was what you call mega grace. See, they had a grace already. But when they refused to succumb to the threatenings and the beatings, and they got together and said, listen, we're not going to let man... Who should we obey, you or God? They got together and they prayed, and the place was shaken, and the word says they were all filled again with grace, but that grace was mega grace. It wasn't the same grace that they had. God didn't just leave them there with the same grace. He put a whole other dimension of grace on them. See, when you refuse to give in, when you refuse to compromise, when you refuse to go back, when you refuse to allow threats, and you keep plowing forward, God got something greater for you. Your intensity must match and supersede the intensity of the devil. So when you come, when you're bound up, or when you're facing a battle, don't come in here and sit down and be a bump on the log. Y'all just don't know what I'm going through. Well, get up and start praising. It may take a little while to shake that thing off of you. But I dare you to keep praising. I say, I dare you to keep giving God glory. He promised. I say, he promised to deliver you, to set you free. Every yoke will be destroyed. Every enemy defeated. But you can't stop midstream. Even if you leave here and you didn't get that breakthrough you thought, give him glory on your bed. God can deliver you in your sleep. You wake up delivered. My God, I feel like new money today. Hello, somebody. But God, he'll allow you to be tested. Because there's not a time we stop praising. Service is almost over. No.
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to